Blog Talk Radio.
Gimel, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live, and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth, hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from the commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Hallelujah. From the words of the Most High Yah, Psalm 119, section Gimel. Hallelujah. I am Urim Yahu Ben Israel, and you are in the Knowledge Suite. Every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio, with the exception of some F days, we come to you and we bring you the words of the mighty Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, we are in conclusion now of this thing called the remnant. The remnant, what does that word mean? Who is this remnant that the scriptures are referring to? Hallelujah, we've already discovered that it is what? Referring to the remnant, what's left over of the children of Israel. That's right. Remnant, something left over, a remainder, a surviving trace, a vestige. A vestige, of course, is a visible trace, evidence or sign of something that has once existed, but exists or appears no more, as of a former time or condition. Often plural, of course, when it's pluralized. A small remaining group of people. Remaining left over. See, that is the most appropriate definition for this word called remnant. What's left over? Whoever the survivors of the children of Israel will be in that dispensation of time in the very, what, near future? Or even in the distant future, in the immediate future, those are the remnants. Every Israelite that's alive on the planet at this day and at this time is the remnant. People died, you know, people die every minute, every second, every hour, you name it. But whoever remains of that particular what group or race or whatever are the remnants. Let's not get this twisted, my beloved brothers and sisters. We take a little bit of something and we just blow it all out of proportion because we don't seek the Most High Yah for wisdom and understanding and comprehension in His Word. This is who we must turn to, because if you rely on the sons of men, you are error every time. So to get into the conclusion of what we've been talking about, this remnant, which we know now that it is indeed the children of Israel, the remainders of the people who will be alive, those of us who will be alive in that particular dispensation of time. Yes, who will be alive? Because the nation of Israel has to undergo several processes, and one of them will be a purging. Hallelujah. According to Ezekiel chapter 18, we have a meeting in the wilderness. We have a meeting in the wilderness. What? Where Yah will plead with us face to face as He did with our fathers in the wilderness of Sinai before we went into the promised land, the land that He promised unto our fathers. Hallelujah. The land He swore to give us. Oh, yes. Yah doesn't break any of His promises. He doesn't break any of His contractual agreements called covenants or covenant, yes, with our people. He has not what? He has not breached the contract that He made with the sun, the moon, the stars. Those things still rise and set, do they not? Well, He said as long as His covenant, His contract, His agreement is in place with those celestial bodies, so shall the seed of Israel remain before Him. Hallelujah. Now, the seed of Israel is the one who's in breach of contract. We are the ones who broke the contract. Think about it. If you bring this down to just what? Terms of what they call litigation, the legal system, okay? Enter a contract with somebody, just even out here in this wicked world and this wicked system that we live under, and breach or break your agreement in that contract, and still they take you to court and sue you, okay? The Most High not suing nobody. He just simply deals with those who don't honor their side of the agreement. That's why we are in captivity, because we did not honor our what? Our part of the agreement. But Yah has ways to do what? To deal with that and to do what? To seal the breach, to seal it up, close it up, to disperse it. Hallelujah. To do away with the breach, not even honor it as being a breach. Now, you can't ask for no better than that, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, because Yah has something very, very good for this remnant of the children of Israel, especially the remnant that will be left over after the great purging of our nation, because it's got to be thoroughly cleansed. Yah don't deal with unclean things and unclean people. He's going to clean the remnant of the children of Israel up. And we don't know how big this remnant is going to be. Only he knows. Hallelujah. Okay, in conclusion, let's get into the words of the Most High Yah and deal with this. Hallelujah. Again, we bring another prophets into the mix now who speak on this remnant, because every single prophet that I've read unto you so far, if you didn't listen to our other two segments, go back and listen to those. Hallelujah. And bring it all the way up to this one. And yes, we will be getting into things that are transpiring. Before we go into the subject, let me just say that this gay thing that the president, your black president, has put into action of what? The school systems not honoring what they call gender identification. Oh, we're going to deal with that real good. So stay with us in the knowledge suite. We're going to get that one. We're going to deal with it from the words of the Most High Yah. The book of Haggai. Not Haggai, I'm sorry. The book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk. Now, doesn't that sound black? Doesn't that sound black? That don't sound old Jewish. Jew. Habakkuk. Look at that. None of the prophet's name sound white. Hallelujah. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2. Let's start reading at verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And Yahweh answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, appointed time, appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, though it's delayed, though it waits. Wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, the soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. Faith is not no substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. That don't make no sense. No, it doesn't. I know some of you all want to argue with that and dispute it, but no. Faith is having trust in Yahweh, in his words. Hallelujah. Verse 5, yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlarges his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied. Hell and death are never satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, woe to him that increaseth that which is not his. Woe to him that increases that which is not his. And you already know who this is in this dispensation of time. How long? And to him that ladeth himself with thick clay, shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee? And thou shalt be for the booties unto them. Hallelujah. Booties again, spoils. Okay? Okay, luxury items, all that, yes. Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee. Because of men's blood and for the violence of the land, hallelujah, of the city and all that dwell therein. Read this entire second chapter of Habakkuk. In fact, it's a short book. Read it all the way through. But notice, the people that are left over from the nation shall spoil this one who increases that which is not his. Again, a remnant. The survivors who's left over from the nations. People die every day. They come and go. Hallelujah. Baruch HaTayah for the truth of your word. Hallelujah. The book of Zephaniah. You all call it Zephaniah. Zephaniah. The word of Yahweh which came under Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hizkiah, in the days of Josiah ben Amon, king of Yehuda. I will utterly consume all things from off the land, saith Yahweh. See, look at the time that this is happening. Now, this is back in the days of these men we just mentioned up in the first chapter. I will utterly consume all things from off the land, saith Yahweh. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowl of the heaven and the fishes of the sea and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. I will cut off man from off the land, saith Yahweh. I will also stretch out mine hand upon the Yehuda and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place. Cut off the remnant now. What's left over of the worshipers of Baal during that time were indeed cut off. The remnant, the survivors, the few that still did this, the remaining ones that worshipped Baal, and the name of the Shemarans with the priest, and them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship and that swear by Yahweh, that swear by Malcolm, watch out, Malcolm swearers in this day and time in this dispensation, and them that are turned back from Yahweh, and those that have not sought Yahweh nor inquired for him. Just an example of what remnants mean and how various remnants of people have been left behind, various remnants have been destroyed. Hallelujah. Just to bring your focus in on what this word remnant is about and how it's used, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. Okay, go to Zephaniah chapter 2. Let's start at verse 5. Warn to the inhabitants of the sea coast, the nation of the what? Sheretites. The word of Yahweh is against you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines, or Philistines. I will even destroy thee, that there shall be no inhabitant. And the seacoast, hallelujah, shall be dwellings and cottages for shepherds and folds for flocks. Verse 7. And the coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Yehuda, whoever was left over from Yahuwah at that time. The coast was going to be for us, for our tribe. They shall feed thereupon. In the houses of Ashkelon shall they lie down in the evening, for Yahweh their Elohim, their El, shall visit them and turn away their captivity. At a particular captivity and at that particular time, look at what's happening. A remnant. A remnant of what? Yehuda did feed thereupon. Hallelujah. In the houses of Ashkelon. Look at that. A different dispensation of time in reference to a remnant. What? Who was left over from what? The tribe of Yehuda. Trying to get y'all to see what remnant means, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. Okay, verses 8 and 9. Look at this. Hallelujah. I have heard the reproach of Moab and the rivalings of the children of Ammon, whereby they have reproached my people and magnified themselves against their border. Therefore, as I live, saith Yahweh Sabaoth, the El of the power of Israel, surely Moab shall be as Sodom, and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah, even the breeding of the nettles and salt pits, and a perpetual desolation. The residue now, here we go with that leftover. The residue of my people shall spoil them, and the remnant of my people shall possess them. And the remnant of my people, the ones left over in that dispensation of time, hallelujah, did all these things that we just read about, my beloved brothers and sisters. Go back and read this again. Read this entire book. Zephaniah is only three chapters, but read this entire chapter. Hallelujah. Remnant. The remnant, he says, which is what? The residue left over of my people at that particular dispensation shall spoil them, and our people did. And the remnant of my people shall possess them. The remnant of Israel did possess. Hallelujah. Did possess them. They possessed Moab. Look at that. The remnant possessed them. In bringing it up to this dispensation of time. Look at this. Still in the book of Zephaniah. Look at this. Now you ought to shout on this one. Chapter 3, verse 13, because you are, if you are in the remnant, look at this wonderful thing, hallelujah, that shall befall, hallelujah, the remnant of Israel. Chapter 3, verse 13 of Zephaniah, the remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity. Can you imagine that? Our people, black people of the children of Israel, not doing wrong, not doing wicked, not doing evil. Look at that. Could you imagine living in a world with our people, with amongst ourselves, and ain't nobody behind your back cutting you up? Because our people did all this and still doing it. Lying on you, cheating on you, stealing your stuff, taking things from you, sleeping with your wife. Hallelujah. Nor speak lies. Ooh, this is what the remnant going to do now. Some of y'all never prayed that I'd be in the remnant. Do you fit all this? Hallelujah. Pray, let's be real. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. Yeah, I'm going to do it for you, brother. Yeah, I got you. Then don't do nothing. Deceit. Look at this. Oh, man, I'm about to stand there. Yeah. This, they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. That's bringing this up into the what? Into the near future. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Now look at this, brothers and sisters. Read that on down now, because we got some good stuff up in here, man. These benefits of the children of Israel living amongst the what? A race of our people that's not doing wrong for a change. That finally got it right. After doing wrong for so long, it's time for us to do what? To do that which is right. Each day and each night, after doing wrong for so long, it's time to get it right. And do right what? Every day and every night. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. Haggai chapter 1. Hallelujah. Let's look at the time period this is referring to now. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of Yahweh by Haggai, the prophet, unto Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel, governor of Yehuda, and to Yahshua, the son of Yodesh, the high priest. Look at this. Yerstik, the high priest. Yahshua now. That Yahshua. Yeah. Not no Yahshua that a lot of you all say are sitting on Yah's, you know, right hand and arm. Nope. See, we had a Yahshua ben Nun, see, a whole different man that was back down in the wilderness of Sinai. That what? That was the man that Moshe charged and charged him to be what? Ruler and the overseer of Israel when we entered into the promised land, in which everybody in Yahshua and Caleb's generation died out because of their disobedience to the Most High Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. Now, just for the conservation of time, let's skip on over now to what? To Haggai chapter 1, verse 12. Let's look at verse 12. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yahshua, the son of Yerstek, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, the people that were left over, obeyed the voice of Yahweh, their power, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as Yahweh their El had sent him, and the people did fear before Yahweh. Then spake Haggai, hallelujah, Yahweh's messenger in in Yahweh's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith Yahweh. Yahweh told Haggai to tell them, I am with you. Okay? And Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yehuda, and the spirit of Yahshua, the son of Yoshtek, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of Yahweh Sabaoth, their power, in the 24th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king. This is telling you of that particular dispensation of what a remnant or fragment or segment left over our people did indeed do. The hearing the words of Yah through Haggai, the prophet, remnant. He's always worked with remnants. During various what times and dispensations of time. We come up to the day, look at that. He's going to still work with what? The remnant, who's left over, the remainder of the children of Israel, which we proved by prophets in previous what? Episodes. When he gathers the remnant of our people from all the nations. Hallelujah. Go back over these segments, brothers and sisters, and get this down packed so that you will not be deceived in this dispensation of time into believing something that's simply not true. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 8, we got to get this in. Again, the word of Yahweh Sabaoth came to me saying, thus said Yahweh Sabaoth, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. Thus saith Yahweh, I am returning unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. He's going to live here amongst us. And Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth. And the mountain of Yahweh Sabaoth, the Kodesh mountain. Thus saith Yahweh now. Thus saith Yahweh Sabaoth, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem. Plural, old men and old women. And every man with his staff in his hand for very age. Even the age groups are going to be identified. And the streets of the city shall be full, not empty, not no one or two or three or four or five or 20 or 25, 150 of your children from your small Hebrew roots. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets. Sound like this remnant is going to be pretty big, brothers and sisters. Thus saith Yahweh Sabaoth, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of these people in these days, future, these days, hallelujah, the days to come, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes, saith Yahweh Sabaoth? Thus saith Yahweh Sabaoth, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country. You can already tell what day this is talking about, because this gathering of the children of Israel has not happened yet. And I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their El, their power, in truth and in righteousness. Thus saith Yahweh Sabaoth, let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets. Plural, not no one or two. Neck bone crunching, chicken bone chewing, so-called mores, they call themselves, but he said prophets. Difference. Neba. Ruaz. See? Which were in the day that the fountain of the house of Yahweh Sabaoth was laid, that the temple might be built. So before these days, there was no hire for man, nor any hire for beast, neither was there any peace to him that went out or came in because of the affliction. For I set all men, every one against his neighbor. But now I will not be unto the residue of this people. Here we go with the remnant. As in the former days, saith Yahweh Sabaoth. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. Remnant was left over, this big remnant of the house of Israel, and it shall come to pass that as ye were cursed among the heathen, O house of Yehuda and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be blessed. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. Hallelujah. For thus saith Yahweh, Sabaoth, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, saith Yahweh, Sabaoth, I repented not. So again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Yehuda. Fear not. These are things that ye shall do. Here we go. Backing up Zephaniah. Speak every man truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. In your gates. Your gates are not over here in Babylon. Your gates are in Jerusalem. Okay, let's be clear. And let none of you imagine evil things. You know, I can't stand that. You remember, hear me out. We think he all the time. I can't stand Brother Zerubbabel. I can't stand Sister Kayla. I can't stand Sister Esther. I can't stand. No, no. Let none of you imagine. Hallelujah. Let none of you imagine evil thoughts in your hearts against his neighbor. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get her. And love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, saith Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh said, Sabaoth came unto me, saying, thus saith Yahweh Sabaoth, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be to the house of Yehuda joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. Therefore, love the truth and peace. These feasts are returning, brothers and sisters, and they're going to be joyful. You ain't seen nothing. Thus said Yahweh Sabaoth, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people and inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before Yahweh and to seek Yahweh Sabaoth. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong men shall come to seek Yahweh Sabaoth in Jerusalem and to pray before Yahweh, because he's going to be there in person, brothers and sisters, and people of the nations. Thus saith Yahweh Sabaoth, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Hebrew. They say you got to go through the Son to get to the Father, huh? Well, the Hebrews is the Son of Yah. The Hebrews are the sons of Yah. The Hebrew women are the daughters of Yah. But it say, take the skirt of him that is a Hebrew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that Elohim, or El of power, is with you. My beloved brothers and sisters, you see now what this thing is. Look at that. Read that again. Read it with what understanding and comprehension. The Most High words are true. Yahweh's words are true. We have taken you through even the testimonies of several prophets and have shown you that this remnant, man, this remnant going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Pray, hallelujah, that your name is written in that book. Do what you have to do, if it's not, to get it written in there. Hallelujah. Because like I said from the beginning, hallelujah, Yah already looked into this dispensation of time. He already know everybody who he's going to save and the ones he's not going to save. Hallelujah. See, Yah's not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Yah is the type of man that, hallelujah, sleeker, that type of man that don't lie. Hallelujah. The kind of man that doesn't lie. He's not a man that word that makes every bit of difference in the world. See, he's simply what? Not the kind of man that lies, but yet he is a man. How we know this? Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. Moshe talked with him face to face. He said, Yahweh Elohim is a mighty man, M-A-N, man, did state a gender, man of war. Yahweh is his name. Hallelujah. My beloved brothers and sisters, people of the planet, it has been a pleasure going through this series with you. We're starting on something different. If it be Yah's will, this coming M day. But go back over, listen to our archives, and look at the subject matters we have dealt with. And yes, my brother, Isaiah chapter 53 is coming up. Yes. Who is this referring to? We're going to go through these scriptures, break this down to you, and prove and show you beyond all shadow of a doubt that Isaiah chapter 53 is not referring to who your tricksters say it is. Christianity is lie to us. Hallelujah. And continues to lie to us. But praise be Yah, we are living in the days of deliverance and in the days where the truth of Yah shall overflow the earth. I'm Urim Yahu Ben Yishrael. Peace and blessings. Blessings and peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom.